Our Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, our Lord. Amen. This morning, I will read from First Epistle to the Thessalonians from chapter 1, reading the first 7 verses. And these words are in Jesus' name. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. He give thanks to God always for you all, making mention in you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the work in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you were an example to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. Amen. My heart is tender seeing Brother Jim here this morning. Many of you perhaps are not aware that just yesterday he, with family members, he went and had a burial for his youngest child, 61 years old, Becky. And I watched as Jim came up to give a prayer. He may say, by grace of God, he's still able to walk. It was not easy for him to climb a couple of steps to read the scripture and then to give a prayer for our benefit. But we see in life those that are starting the journey and those that are finishing their run. I marvel the strength that my brother Jim has. Amongst many that I have come to know in life, in this time of my life, I have drawn close to my brother in faith. He is older than I am, but we share together of that blessed hope that will not bring us to shame, and a strength that comes from God alone. I oftentimes think why Martin Luther, for instance, would spend so much ink and paper explaining the first commandment. Otherwise, I am the Lord thy God, have no other gods beside me. What does this mean? What is thus? Antwort or answer is simply that we should fear and love God above everything and put our trust in Him alone. And that is not easily done, because the image that we have is not an image of God, but the image that Jesus has is the image of God. As we may say, that give Caesar what is Caesar's, give God what is God's. Did not Jesus pay the ransom, the necessary payment for our souls, when he died on Calvary's cross? Are we so oblivious and so ignorant that somehow we as human beings think that we live our life as we please, having little tint of religion and a background that we are not heathens? But it is one thing to be a lover of God, to have peace when everything falls apart, and to know that I have a home in heaven. I asked this morning, I had a Sunday school children's opening. I was confused a little bit. It's nothing extraordinary. We get confused very readily, at least I do. And I was prepared for adult Sunday school this morning. And good thing I walked to church in time that Ruth told me, Arvo, you have an opening. Oh. So Lord provided also answers. As he has given answers to these Thessalonians far away from Jerusalem as an outpost to people that had served the heathen idol gods, and how the gospel message through weak vessels touched their hearts and they became what we may say beginning stages, how God's personality was being printed to their heart. They had turned from the idols to living God. So this morning, talking to little children, what do you see when you walk to church sanctuary, when you walk to church? We tend to be so occupied with our lives and circumstances and people and events that we perhaps are not quiet enough to come with prayer. Lord, speak to us this morning. Speak to us when we are at home. Speak to us when we are at workplace. Speak to us when our steps become short and our eyesight fails. Speak to us the language which we elevate and change our manner and our precept what life is all about. What do you see? First, perhaps, is that we see the cross. It has its own message. It is not in vain why Jerusalem is a navel of the earth. Neither it is in vain that Jesus died outside of the gates of Jerusalem as to provide a means for a sinner to come and taste that Lord is good. In that awfulness where Jesus revealed, where God revealed what human beings are all about, without the image of God in them. The image of God is not knowledge. We all have knowledge. But the image of God, where we are being molded to the image of Jesus, to see what God is all about. And so it is in our heart. As man thinks in his heart, so he is. What else do you see? You see hangings on a wall. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Earth is full of, what is the first word? I can't see it. All thy works shall praise thy name. All thy works. Is this not what is being brought about in the lives of Thessalonians? His work that you believe, that you have faith in loving and merciful God despite of your own shortcomings and a lack of growth as you may. His work is faith, that you believe. And that believing, you are changed because something is put before your eyes, which is always beckoning and changing the ones that walk with Jesus. Looking to left, this ink painting on simple white cloth has spoken to me across the years a message. Is it nothing to you that walk by? What does Jesus mean to you? Is there thankfulness because he has justified and redeemed you? Is there thankfulness that he's changing you to his likeness, despite that you have a daily need to pray? As we read, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Apostle Paul and those that serve these people, far away from home, they served in the love of Jesus because God's love has been manifested to the mankind. And as a closing word, hear Moses say, for you sounded out the words of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. Just the other day I read that scientists are somewhat concerned, and those that deal with physics, that both South Pole and North Pole, the magnetic field is changing and weakening. It is now moving more rapidly than years before, and there's a certain fear that there will be exchange of polars. And with that, then is alarm what happens to mankind. Was it a mistake or illusion? I should say mistake, or how could I word it? That they find far north in Siberia, great creatures, mammoths, that died so quickly while grass was still in their mouth. And today it is simply forbidden land where such animals could never live. What about this wrath? Is it a joke? No, my friend. God has appointed a time in which Jesus will appear. In this time of grace, he's seeking and searching and telling people what the truth is. And that truth has to waken us one way or the other while we live. I want to read you a portion. This comes when I study Martin Luther's catechism, and people who have spent a lifetime studying the Word of God and then why he wrote Martin Luther what he did and how he gave the blessing to church. The summons of death comes to us all, and no one can die for another. Everyone must fight his own battle with death by himself alone. We can't shout into We can shout into others' ears, but everyone must himself be prepared for the time of death. For I will not be with you then, nor you with me. Therefore, everyone must himself know and be armed with the chief things which concern Christian faith, the work of God. The difference between a Lutheran Christian doctrine and work righteousness is actually that I serve God out of thankfulness. Or then for the reason of thankfulness. One is simply based what God has done on Calvary's cross. That we may come to a place of real awakening and realization that we are so temporary. And that there is a moment coming in which everyone must stand before God. It sounds somber, but on God's part it is awakening. Where are you going? What are you serving in life? Are you trying to please God by making yourself good? And that is where we approach God with our own merits and our own goodness. And I will fall on his face because we don't have such holiness. Try as we might. We are basically idol worshippers. And that idolatry comes out mostly when we are departing from this earth. I mentioned sometime back at Sunday school, when I think it was Wednesday evening, those of you that attend, I recommend that all of you would come. Also the Sunday morning Bible study. But John Quincy Adams, a president in late 1800s, I could be wrong, but thereabouts, he was a godly man. But he was now over 80, and he knew that he's living a time of real grace. Otherwise, the lifespan of a man is actually 80 years. 70, but 80 is a plus. A friend of his met him when he was walking, whether it was a street or a sidewalk, and asked him, John, very personal, and I appreciate myself, and at times, I hear Arvo. I stop. Arvo. But John, how are you doing? And John said, John is just fine. John is just fine. But the house he is living in is falling apart. Roof is leaking. The windows need repair. The doors are not in place and so forth. The pillars, the foundations are giving in. Yes, John is fine. But soon John will get summons to go to new home. And that's a Christian faith. Turning from things, even from the awfulness of death, to promises of God, which will not fail. The joy in his salvation. Therefore, out of thankfulness we serve God. Because of this, otherwise, Jesus has come to our life. And now comes this, a Christian, where it's actually according to Martin Luther, but above that, the scriptures, two robes, That is justification and redemption. That he has redeemed us with his precious blood. Is that real to you? Is it only in words? Or is it imprinted into your heart where God's image is printed there? And secondly, the image. First, the work that is done, but secondly, are we following now just fables and teachings of this and that? Or are we before an image? Who wants to print like light the image to our heart? For we are people of darkness. He alone is the light. He alone is the way. He alone is the door. And by coming to us, enlightens us. And he teaches us like in the upper room. Learn of me. Love one another. But this walk with the Lord, forsaking idolatry and mysticism in a way which elevates our thought life and understanding, our powers to a height like monks in a monastery that could praise God while being totally strangers to this sacrifice, what sets man free. Our homes, that's the outpost. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Image. God wants to print that deeply to our heart. Children, honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you. And that does not stop when you become a teenager. God forbid the bride that is in human heart. And because of that bride, we don't have peace, no harmony, because we lack humility. In humility, we should consider one another. You are better than I am. You achieve more than I do. Instead of judging, look at you. Many a sinner has closed the door with a bang. So it was with the prodigal son. But coming home is a humility. Lord, I'm dying. And maybe that is a tint of self-righteousness to earn again. That for the sake of thankfulness I perform well. But the Father wants, no. Out of thankfulness, you are changed. Because I love you. These are the words that came to Thessalonians, where the image of God is being printed to their heart. Where age doesn't really matter, and yet it does. For the summons come. What is our worship if we withdraw from one another? What is our worship if we find fault with one another? What is our praises of God when it only comes from the lips, but not from the brokenness and from a quiet spirit? A spirit that can face death. I have a home. God has not appointed us to wrath, but to safety. And that, my friend, is found in the blood of Jesus Christ. He will not turn anyone back that comes to him. He does not ask how you perform, but this: do you also want to go away? Where do you go? That in your life you'll find. I rather have a print of God in my heart, that I can have a fear of him with honor and respect and a love. For he has crafted me to this living tree, and whatever is done through me is because Jesus lives in me. All rewards and seeking of them is not there, but it is a joy. Like a little child in home, in safety of parents that love and care first one another, but then also those that are given to take care. I have a confession to make, and I'm going to quit. I prepared my sermon for Matthew 22:15-22. And I read the bulletin, our book. It's the 1 Thessalonians 1:1-2. Or the first chapter. Oh, the pride. No, I don't want that. Lord, you help me. And that's what he gave to you this morning, because he loves you. Turn away from idols. They want to put their print upon your life, that your safety and security is in things that are being passed away. Put your faith, God-given faith, the things that will not ever change. A place where you can worship God in freedom and with much joy, out of thankfulness of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We want to praise the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, Holy Ghost, for revealing to us these things which changes people's lives, that having the image of the living Lord before them, being saturated with things that count, that they have become the ones that follow Jesus and listen to his words, as Mary of old, to whom Jesus gave the credit, these things will not be taken from her. Lord, enrich our lives with a love for your living word. Enrich our lives with deep humility and appreciation that we have toward one, should have toward one another. For Lord, this is your way. For you have brought us the image that was in the beginning, when you created man to your image, that we would love God, and that we would love and pray for one another. Lord, remove us this pride that causes so much strife. replace it with the things of value, and that is your love, your grace. This we ask, Jesus, in your holy and precious name. Now, Lord, bless us and keep us. Lord, make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Lord, lift up his countenance upon us and keep us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.